This weekend marks the 85th annual Academy Awards, the Oscars as they're more commonly known. It's a glamorous occasion watched by millions as the great and the good of Hollywood wait to see if their careers will be boosted by one of those coveted golden statuettes. It's an exciting and nervous night for everyone involved, and someone who perhaps knows more about that than most is Hollywood reporter Barbara Paskin. She's been covering the Oscars for over 30 years. And Kev McLean's gone behind the scenes for Barbara's story.
Barbara Paskin is always busy. As a freelance Hollywood reporter living in LA, she's constantly on the go, writing articles about the world's film greats and carrying out interviews with the stars for a range of outlets around the world.
Hello, Barbara Paskin. Hello, Meryl.
So how did she end up at the epicentre of the world's movie industry?
I went to Hollywood for 3 weeks to interview 12 superstars for a book I was writing about actors. There was Gregory Peck, Gene Kelly, Kirk Douglas, Robert Wagner, Jack Lemmon, Rock Hudson, people like that. And we became very friendly in that brief time, a friendship that remained for the rest of their lives. And that's how I got my taste for Hollywood.
Let's get it all on here. So,
all right.
Okay. Oh, I better slate it, right, you, Ronnie? Okay, this is for Kaleidoscope, Dick Van Dyke, producer Rosemary Hart. Tell me about the run that stumbles. You weren't, with all due respect, an obvious choice.
No.
Such a role.
When I returned to London, I pitched an idea to BBC Television about a documentary on Hollywood today, how it had changed, where it was going, all seen through the eyes of four major filmmakers. I shot the documentary in 2 days, and it was well received. So the BBC offered me a contract as their Hollywood correspondent if I was returning to Hollywood. Well, of course, I told them I was, and so I did. Now, where's that interview? I know it was here somewhere. Maybe this is the one. Yeah. Let's see if this is it.
Well, that's the only mystery story that I've ever made.
That's certainly not it. That's Hitchcock, isn't it? No. Okay, that's no good.
There's few greats who've escaped an interview with Barbara.
There are still a few around who I've never interviewed, and I'd love to have the opportunity. Lauren Bacall, for one. She's a remarkable woman. We've talked about it on the phone, but never managed to meet. Sophia Loren. She's of the utmost fascination to me. So elegant, so unexpected. Doris Day. I would so much like to interview, but she's always turned me down. But I'm an optimistic creature, and I live in hope.
Of course, for any Hollywood reporter, the highlight has to be the Oscars. And Barbara has covered more Academy Awards ceremonies than she cares to remember.
When I was 19, I was given a ticket to the Oscars. That was quite nerve-wracking, I remember. The streets had been blocked off for miles, and cars could only enter the area if they displayed a red Oscar sticker on their windscreen. When I finally got out of my taxi, I stepped straight onto the red carpet, which was flanked by thousands of screaming fans. I found myself walking in front of Henry Fonda and his wife, and just behind me were Robert Wagner and Natalie Wood. I was sandwiched between them all. It was amazing. It's funny, but no matter how many times I cover the Oscars, I never get tired of it. It's the hardest and longest day's work of the whole year, but I love it. It's still exciting, loaded with tension, the pressure is intense, and it's wildly unpredictable. Anything can happen on Oscar night. Certainly the first time I attended the awards stands out. That was the year that Marlon Brando won for The Godfather, and he sent Sachin Littlefeather, a red Indian, to refuse the award in a speech on his behalf. Later we discovered she was really a Hollywood starlet. I remember escorting a bleary-eyed Jack Lemmon to the men's loo after he got lost backstage, and taking charge of a shy Oscar nominee and keeping her company in the press lounge while we watched part of the show together on the monitors. Oh, her name, Oprah Winfrey. There was one time when Laurence Olivier gave a speech that, well, it made absolutely no sense at all, but it sounded wondrous to the ear. He could have read the phone directory. We'd all have been enchanted. And there was that wonderful moment when I ran into Gregory Peck backstage and he introduced me to his good friend, James Stewart.
But when all the glitz and glamour is over for another year, what's it really like living in LA?
It's interesting to live and work in Los Angeles and be surrounded by film stars and glamour. But the glamour is only visible at night, at parties, events, screenings. In the daytime, it's like any other town. It's an industry town, an industry that makes motion pictures. So wherever you go, inevitably you run into celebrities. Keanu Reeves standing in line to pay for petrol at my local garage on Sunset Boulevard. Encountering Jerry Seinfeld at the local deli, where Barbara Streisand also orders takeaway sandwiches. Believe me, their pastrami on rye is to die for. Joan Collins in a woman's boutique on Hollywood Boulevard. I didn't see her, but I heard her. She was in the next dressing room to mine. I'm going to pack my equipment up now. I need to get ready for this interview fast.
So after so many years reporting on the rich and famous in Hollywood, what keeps Barbara motivated?
I'm still here, still writing, still broadcasting. I've had attractive offers to lure me away, but somehow I feel attached to Hollywood. I have an innate curiosity about people and, well, I approach each story like it's a new canvas waiting to be painted.
For Barbara Paskin, it seems the Hollywood magic is as strong as when she first arrived here several decades ago.